Hello and welcome to a SearchBusinessAnalytics.com podcast. This is Craig Stedman, the executive editor of Search Business Analytics. I'll be talking today with David Loschen, president of consultancy Knowledge Integrity, Inc., about the challenges involved in using self-service business intelligence tools as part of customer relationship management and customer engagement efforts, and how to overcome those hurdles. David's company provides consulting, development, and training services on BI projects, as well as big data and data management initiatives. He's also the co-author of a book published in November 2013 on using information to create a culture of customer centricity in an organization, which is certainly germane to our topic today. Thanks for joining me in the virtual podcast studio, David.
Absolutely, Craig. It's great to be back.
Well, let's begin. What are the big challenges facing organizations looking to deploy and use self-service BI tools as part of their CRM and customer data analysis efforts?
Great question. I think one of the main motivators for implementing self-service BI tools is the creation of this essential bottleneck at the IT department that prevents the ability to deliver information to the right people at the right time. And the basic premise being that if there's a request for some kind of report or some kind of analysis, that the business user would go to IT and they'd say, yeah, we could do that. It'll take us, you know, 2 or 3 months to be able to get that available to you, while the business user wants to have that information delivered immediately. So we're using BI self-service tools to try to bypass that bottleneck. The big challenges, though, are the need for awareness and training with how to actually make use of those types of self-service tools, especially when the user might be used to the information being delivered in a prepackaged way that they're familiar with, and that these tools don't necessarily always present the information in the way that they may be used to. So awareness of the existence of these products, training in the ability to make use of the tools in the right way, and how to effectuate data discovery in a way that addresses the business user's problems, as opposed to promulgating the frustration and not being able to get access to the knowledge that they're looking for. And then number three might be the need to have some level of coordination about semantics of what can be delivered through these self-service tools to make sure that the reports that are being delivered are not misinterpreted because somebody didn't understand what was meant by some column header or some variable in the report or some slice of some pie chart, etc.
All right. Is there a lot of potential business value to be gained by incorporating BI into a CRM program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that any type of customer centricity strategy, which is focusing on understanding how customers behave and how understanding those behaviors can lead to more profitable or less risky business practices, is definitely worthwhile. And being able to share more information at the point of use is definitely worthwhile. And you know, let's take a step backwards and just consider, you know, what is really meant by self-service BI. In some cases, that might mean having the ability to coordinate the creation of reports that get delivered in a typical Excel spreadsheet style to the desktop. Other approaches involve the interactive mechanisms with all sorts of different types of visualization tools and widgets and graphs and interactive capabilities that enable an analyst, you might say, to discover information or knowledge that's embedded within the data. Those are two different borders of the spectrum for self-service BI. But we may not realize it, but in many cases, individuals are the consumers of self-service BI without it, and they may not be even realizing it. So, for example, when I go to my bank and they provide me with different ways of slicing and dicing my assets to understand the types of investments we have and how they're organized by different types of predefined variables, fixed income versus equity versus et cetera. Well, you know, that self-service BI, it's limited in some way to particular types of packaged information products that are intended for a particular type of user community that is already primed to understand the delivery of that particular information product. So yes, there's a lot of potential business value, especially when it's being crafted as part of a more global business interaction with, you know, say with your consumers or with business analysts or with frontline personnel at the call center, where they're being delivered knowledge that can drive their actual interactive processes that doesn't necessarily force them to have to get a graduate degree in business analysis or data analysis.
Right, yeah, and I was going to ask whether, you know, our frontline customer service workers good candidates for using self-service BI tools, or is that more functionality than you know, say, a customer service representative really needs?
Well, it depends on the level of sophistication you're expecting your frontline service workers to be able to provide. And, you know, you can call some organizations where everything is being driven by script and it's somewhat robotic, and you can call other organizations who are very customer-focused, and they have access to all sorts of different views of customer data at the same time that allow them to provide a much, much better experience. So I had a situation this morning where I had a failure on one of my machines, and I called the company that was the manufacturer of the machine. They had immediate, based on the serial number of my machine, they were able to get access to the information about the machine, but also my personal profile, what machines I have, what other devices I have that are manufactured by the same company, what my experience have been, and to some extent, they even had some awareness of my level of sophistication with respect to using computers, because, you know, they weren't walking through a script that says now you know, press this button and press that button and press select. It was almost like, well, we know that you know how these things work. We're just going to tell you step by step. So as long as you have, and this goes back to the first question that you asked, which is what are some of the big challenges, and I think it's training, and that training isn't just in how do I use the tool, but rather given the power of a self-service delivery mechanism, how do I change my behavior, and how do I improve my business processes in the presence of immediately available information or knowledge that is intended to drive profitable behavior.
All right, yeah, and what are some other things that BI managers should do to kind of, you know, overcome the challenges, avoid the roadblocks, and get the kind of business value that you know, that the BI tools can provide in CRM and customer
engagement. So you might say that those BI managers are kind of they're walking a tightrope, right? Because they want to be able to reduce the amount of demand for their own resources, time to deliver capabilities that you would expect that an individual user would be able to do on their own. On the other hand, you don't want to yield too much capability to the users so that they get all confused or they're sitting and staring at a blank screen trying to figure out what the next thing is that they're going to do. So if I were in that position, the first thing I would do is I would look at the capabilities of the products that I'm evaluating and say, how can I exercise some level of governance or control over what capabilities I'm exposing to my user communities? Who are the different user communities, and what are their specific generic needs, and what are their particular customized needs? How do I ensure that they're not being given or being fed too much that they won't be able to swallow, and can I put together a training program that teaches them, again, goes back to what I said before, it doesn't just teach them how to use the product, but it teaches them how to make use of the different capabilities of that product to make better decisions.
Right, and is training really the big you know, the big issue that say a BI manager or BI team has to be concerned about here in this kind of a project, or are there other things that they can do also to help sort of grease the skids for getting that the business value they're looking for?
I think training and support are definitely important. I think other aspects of this are being able to control how those tools work. So, number one, you may have different types of users in different communities. You know, some of them are high level, bottom line people. They're just browsers. They want to look at a report, or they want to look at some kind of dashboard and be able to interpret what they see rapidly, absorb it, and move along. While you've got, what you might call discoverers or deep analysts who are looking to drill into the data, analyze it, draw some conclusions, use that to drive it, the next set of questions that they're going to want to ask, and allow them to have, you might call them super users, have those levels of capability that goes beyond just being able to fill in the parameters of a particular kind of report. I think part of it is understanding, like I said before, the capabilities of the product and how you can limit the access to those capabilities in lockstep with the level of sophistication that your users have, so that you don't present a broad swath of capabilities to somebody who's number one, never going to use it, and number two, if it would have difficulty figuring out how to make use of those capabilities, and number three, wouldn't know what to do with the results once they got them. So part of that is being able to exercise that level of governance or control over the functionality based on your different user profiles. We talked about training. One more thing that we talked about as being a roadblock is misinterpretation. So another task might be to establish a business term glossary that is available to the users, so that they can look up what a particular variable is and in some source data mart or some data warehouse, so that they don't look at the column and just say, oh, it says customer, therefore these must be all my customers, when in fact customer may have a different meaning depending on the context. So having some kind of business glossary that's made available for addressing the potential for misinterpretation. And the last thing is collaboration among the users themselves. And once some users are going to naturally become a bit more adept at making use of these tools than others, and you want to encourage those particular users to share what they know. And I've seen a lot of self-service BI tools in which there's a capability for collaboration. I can build a report, or I can build an analysis flow, but I can also store the process I went through and share that with others, so I can walk them through it at a later point and say, here's what I did, and let them essentially take that over and be able to use it or change it or adapt it in different ways, so that you also can lower the dependence on continued investment and continuous training.
Okay, great. Well, we'll end it with that. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this topic with our listeners, David.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Craig.
And thanks to you for listening in. To learn more about Knowledge Integrity Inc., you can go to www.knowledgeintegrity.com. That's knowledge integrity with a hyphen in between the two words. And you can find more tips, analysis, and practical information on BI analytics and data visualization on searchbusinessanalytics.com. This is Craig Stedman, signing off.